record and have not learned to play Chet Atkins, you know, stuff. But at 13, I was playing in clubs. At that point, they didn't care what age you were. I don't know, when Ronnie came along, apparently they were a little more concerned about it, but I was playing in clubs at 13, playing solo music, go to shredding, pull some picket, all that stuff, and I was playing with a band that was sort of like the Boogie Kings back then in high school. Okay. Glenn and the Glades, also called a Soul Crowd. We had a TV show on Saturdays. I don't know if y'all remember. It was Channel 10, and Bruce's Auto Sales was the sponsor. Anybody remember that? Yeah. The Soul Crowd, I played with them. You know. They bring these cars in, and they, most of them had flats, so they put a bale of hay in front of the car so they could see. But I've been playing guitar now for 50 years, so that's the most. This beautiful cherry red 335, Gibson 335, is 1968. My grandfather bought this guitar at Romero's Music in New Iberia, Louisiana. Bought this guitar in 1968 for my father. My father gifted that guitar to me on my 30th birthday. Yeah. And he's been trying to get it back ever since. No, I'm kidding. So, to tell you, I'm a very important person here. So most dads, when their son comes to them and someone says, "Dad, I'm going to be a full-time musician," they say, "Boy, are you crazy? I'm going to disown you. I'll never talk to you again. You should learn a decent profession." So you obviously have a different take on that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for 5 and a half, I heard Mark sing for the first time. We have 3 sons. Mark is the youngest. He saw Back to the Future, Michael J. Fox playing a red guitar, like that one, right? Johnny B. Goode. We're going on a family vacation to Florida. He says, "Dad, I want to learn Johnny B. Goode." We couldn't read. I didn't know the words. I could play it, though. So I had to get the words, and we set up in the condo where we were, and I started playing the song and teaching it to him. And about the third time through, he memorized the words, and he sang it perfectly. Now, for those of you that know something about music, you'll appreciate this. About the fourth or fifth time, this is the first time I hear him sing. And I kept making him repeat it, you know, so he really get it down. About the fourth time, I said, "Let's do it again." So we're playing it, and he sings the first verse. On the second verse, I did what's called a modulation. I modulated up a half step, and he sang with me. I didn't have to stop and say, "You need to sing a little higher." On the third verse, I did it again. And he jumped up again to the next key. So I was thinking the Vienna Boys Choir, this week, you know.
I thought you put your mug in the center of it right now. I don't know, it's working.
No, it wouldn't work. But we did think very seriously about Disney, because he could have been, you know, a Britney Spears or, well, not Britney, but, you know, some of the other guys. But, you know, when it came down to it, we said, we want him to have a childhood. We want him to make his own decisions, and we think it was the right thing to do.
Yeah. All right. I think we already have a children's kind of music, right? Now, Roddy, we people alluded to the Roddy Romero biblical already. So apparently, at some point, you were playing underage at bars, and somebody threw a fit about it, and you and your parents actually went to the legislature and changed the law. Is that right?
Absolutely. This is the beautiful part about Louisiana politics.
And you just thought that one of the beautiful part of Louisiana Parks. It is. It's very colorful.
It's a networking kind of business. You know, somebody makes a phone call, and then somebody makes another phone call, and then old Uncle Ed is signing paperwork. From 1992. That's about how it happened.
So in 1992, the legislature passed the Roddy Romero Bill, is known as such in the legislature, that allows underage musicians to play in bars if they're accompanied by an adult. Is that correct?
And under contract.
Under contract. That's fantastic. How about that? He gets Louisiana, right? What about this place?
So, but it's time to bite me right in the kisser again, because my daughter is 11 now. She's a hellcat, let me tell you. So, we'll see.
She's young, that door, not yet. Well, that's Roddy, of course, you had an amazing year with the band, with the Upsley All-Stars. Detroit, Detroit Tiger Stadium playing with the one and only, the great Jimmy Buffett.
Yes.
And the one and only, the great Lionel Richie.
Right.
How about that? Must have been an amazing experience.
It's been an incredible couple of years. I think we were fortunate to have a Grammy nomination for the Lovely Zen record. And
how about that?
Yeah. Things just started moving really fast after that. We had some really great jazz fest gigs in New Orleans, and then Jimmy Buffett calls, and we say, yes, sir.
We would love to watch his 200 pounds.
We played in front of him for the BP oil spill down at Gulf Shores in 2010 in front of 40,000 people on the beach. And then it kind of started moving faster from that, and then we got this call to do the Hollywood Bowl to open for the Neville Brothers, their farewell show.
Wow.
And it's hard to put in words what that experience was like from the time we landed in Hollywood and the time we left. It was just a crazy couple of days there, but a beautiful experience. And again, it's about networking and shaking hands with good people, and they call back, and we say yes, and we go.
What a great ride. Yeah. Now, of course, you're a musical chameleon, right? I mean, you see him only on guitars tonight, but if you've ever seen Lionel before, he's a phenomenal accordion player. He plays fiddle, he plays bass. I've watched him play drums before. He can do just about anything. And right as I'm saying this, there is the squeeze box. How about it? That's a bit of a low profile. You know those guys behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah, definitely a very low profile.
She's low profile.
That's right.
All right. Any more questions for you guys? Okay, I guess you guys.
Yeah.
purpose are, huh? Sing a whole damn page of it.
You tried that already? It might work right here. It's a simple thing to make it right. It ain't always pretty now here in paradise. The beauty's in the things that you mind. And I sure like being here tonight. Would you play Charles Louisiana? Okay, oh yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
so very much. We want to say goodnight to KRBS and the listening audience out there in the world somewhere. KRBS has been an amazing station to me. I know personally, and I know Mark as well. It shaped my musical path since I can remember, since I was a kid. So we want to say a big Lake Charles goodnight to KRBS. Come on, man.
You've been a wonderful audience, Lake Charles. We'll be back to you real soon, I promise you that. Y'all be safe, all right? Enjoy the rest of the week. Daddy wants to do one more for you. But he has to plug it in his thing. But he likes his thing. This is definitely going to be the last song. I wish we could play all night. I got to get those boys to school. Thank you.